Check. Mic check.
2-1-2 2-1.
It's your window though.
Hey look man, don't worry about that. You'll cancel it out in the editing phase.
I'm glad you're so confident in my editing skills.
I said in the editing phase. I didn't say your editing phase. I said
you
the
said
editing
you'll
phase.
Cancel it out.
They'll no, I counsel. Said we'll cancel it out. What do you think? You need some counseling.
You need some you need some counseling.
Anyway, this is your boy Mzed.
And your boy Fumi.
And this is the Much Chats podcast.
Mm.
2019.
What are you saying? Back at it again.
Yo. Yeah, man. It's been a while.
And the years tick over.
2019, dog.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
In a few months, it'll be 2 years of Much Chats podcast. You realize? Right?
Oh, damn.
That's hectic.
Yeah, so we need to do something for that.
We do need to do something.
But damn, man. 2019. For me, another year.
Another yeah, year man, around another the year. Sun. Yeah, man, full of possibilities as usual.
Yeah,
it's going to be exciting year for SA in general. We have elections coming up for Greece as well. Greece is also having elections.
Ain't nobody caring about that, but yeah,
I
man,
care about that.
You know, SA politics right now, it's hot.
It's lit.
I mean, even today something popped off. You know?
Wait, what popped off today? Like the
DA and with that billboard, dog.
What billboard? Oh,
you haven't seen that billboard?
Nah, man, I've been stressing over my other country.
Yes, all right. Okay, we'll get to that.
Yeah,
though.
We'll get to that.
Yeah, Zim in a flame. Yeah. But yeah,
yeah. What billboard is this?
There was
now?
A billboard in Joburg that they and they like you know the DA obviously they have an unveiling.
Okay, yeah, of course. Billboard. Yeah.
And I just heard this on the way back from work. They had an unveiling and the billboard says the ANC is killing us, right?
Oh, I saw the banner. It's got the faces.
No, not that one. Not that one. But that was the same rally.
Okay, weird.
But so I'm talking about the billboard now.
Yeah.
It had said the ANC is killing us. And the words killing us was in the ANC color of yellow.
Ah, yes. Right? Yeah.
On a black background. And then underneath, it's like a memorial thing. So they have all the names of the people who died in Marikana.
Yeah.
As Dimeni. And as well as pit toilets.
Yes, sus.
Yeah.
And the DA is not playing games this year.
But dog, I'm very conflicted about this, man.
Why? It's not lies.
It's not lies. But like...
Look, it's grandiose. Right,
but like it's the most it's low hanging fruit, man.
Of course,
like it's really low hanging fruit. And the thing is, like, with ANC's argument was like, obviously they're gonna be like, no, in our culture, African culture, you know, you can't desecrate people's names and use them for political whatever. And I'm like, fam,
you guys have done that time in memoriam,
Mandela forever, bro.
Yeah,
like, so sit down. Why are you acting like you know? But anyway, so they brought all that up. And then, and I'm like, and the thing with the DA, I'm like, it's just like, come on, man.
It's a crucial election, bruh.
It is crucial, but like, yo, I mean,
like, I'm not supporting it. But again, what do you expect from our political dispensation?
You know what they should rather have done?
What?
They should rather bought a site. Or whatever.
And done a website about
it. No, not a website. Like a literal site, like a piece of land.
Oh,
or something,
sorry, yeah.
And demarcated some as a memoriam for those people. As opposed to just putting it on a billboard that will be taken down after the election.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand what
so
you mean.
In a way of protecting themselves from just using it as an election thing, you know?
Look, again, I'll quote someone. It's... SA is more like America than it likes to think. These cheap political jabs are, it's going to be part and parcel of how things work. And the fact of the matter is, like, you're buying a plot suggestion and making it like a memoriam, because it's not really about it's not about remembering. It might be a little bit, like,
no, it really
5%, no, but 95% it's for political gain.
Yeah.
And it's pointing out not a fact, but
what I'm saying,
a reality.
At least you can be smart about it then.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, there's going to be a lot of dirty shit that's going to come up. Trust me. Like, really. Yeah. Come on. As if the ANC hasn't done similar things. As if the EFF hasn't done similar. Like, it's...
EFF is very quiet right now. They actually... I think they're focusing on the groundwork before they start spilling opening files.
Yeah, but they've got their manifesto in a few days.
Yeah, so that's one thing. They're doing the groundwork.
Maybe
they're trying to, you know, make sure that...
they're getting ready. Lit. But yeah, it's also lit for them, actually. Because a lot of people are predicting that they're going to lose some percent.
I really don't think they are, actually. They'll either stay the same or gain. 6%? Oh, come on. The 6% they had. Come on, man. They've grown from that.
I think they'll maintain or they'll...
They won't lose. Nah.
They'll lose.
Nah. Where is it going?
Good. Back to the ANC.
No. No. If anything, the ANC will regain is the people who went to the DA, if anything. Mm. Yeah. National, dog. You're talking national?
Yes, I'm talking national. But I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure.
I think it's tense because there's two on the fence ANC people. The on the fence ANC people who went to the DA and the on the fence ANC people who went to the EFF, right?
Do you think those are the old ANC people who went to the EFF are on the fence?
Yeah.
On the fence?
Yeah.
I don't know. I would think the ones in the DA are on the fence more.
They're equally on the fence in different ways, from different perspectives. But so the fact of the matter is, it's like those on the fence people that went to the EFF now might come back to the ANC because of expropriation without compensation and sort of the manifesto around social housing.
What's it called? The nationalizing the reserve bank.
Yeah, look, that they're not even.
I don't know what made them want to bring that up. Though.
Look, Cyril was very clear today. He was like, "Don't get it twisted. Ain't nobody touching that reserve bank."
Yeah, because do you know whose money's in the so many people's powerful people's money's in the reserve bank?
But also, it's
like the owners.
It's also our money's in the reserve bank.
Yeah, but I'm talking about shareholders now, beloved.
Like the majority shareholder in the reserve bank is the Public Investment Corporation.
Hey, look, beloved, you seen how that thing's been run? Let me tell you something. The shareholders of the reserve bank, many people. Right.
Yeah.
But it's established in such a way that no one shareholder can have
control.
It decided.
Yeah. Because government already has control of the Reserve Bank in the sense it appoints the governors, it appoints the monetary, what is it called? The monetary something committee. Yeah. Right. The Leseka Kanyaho, all those guys, and all the some guys who resigned. It's like five people, I think. There's five votes.
The
monetary something council. So government, like the ruling party, puts those people in
place. Kanyaho, he resigned.
Mm-mm. No, the deputy. His deputy. Oh.
Because he just got given an honorary doctor. Did you know that?
Yeah. So from Stellenbosch.
Yeah. I actually watched that live.
Stellenbosch Mafia.
Hey, look, dog. It is what it is.
So the thing is, like, the nationalizing the Reserve Bank, it's noise. It's but, noise. It's noise from people who don't quite understand how the Reserve Bank works.
But it's also noise from people who know how it works, but they know what reaction they'll get from that rhetoric.
I suppose.
So. But anyway, it's gonna be lit. I can't wait. I love election time, dog.
Yeah, I know. I love it as well.
It's fucking. It's
especially
exciting.
Election the day after elections, when all the results are coming in. You know, those infographics start coming
out. It's exciting, bro.
You know, you start seeing the numbers.
I'll download the IEC app again.
Yeah, look.
I remember last time, dog.
Did you see the IEC's the launch of their campaign? XA.
Oh, I heard on the radio.
XA, it's my vote. It's my vote. XA says this. XA. It's actually it's quite clever.
It's quite clever.
Nice campaign.
And X for, you know.
Yeah.
So it's play on the words, the phonetics. Yeah, it's very nice. Yeah. Very nice.
It's a cool campaign.
And it actually made me think about it. Was for the first time I was thinking, like, oh shit. When someone says XA, where it actually comes from? What? Like, it's an Afrikaans.
Yeah, no, it is Afrikaans.
Like, I say, you know what I mean?
Oh
yeah, dog. It's like XA, and then so like I say, it's like I say, Bumi. You know?
Yeah.
You know, but like
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Obviously, like growing up, think that. You just think it's like a
colloquial
thing.
We used it in Zim. Yeah. We didn't know where it came from, but yeah.
This is what I'm assuming because of also the spelling of
XA.
Well.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
I just assume
XA. Yeah. That's, yeah, wow. Yeah, a bit of entomology for you guys, right?
Hey,
there,
dog, man. Using a big word already, Vumi. Yeah, entomology.
Look, yeah, I know. Thanks, man. We need to start off 2019, right?
Jokes, you've been working for like 2 weeks, so yeah. Your mind must be working.
I'm like, oh, guys, getting back to work.
Yeah, well, I only started this week, but it's been tough, man.
Did you start on Monday?
Yeah.
Yeah, you see? You see, I started on a Tuesday last week, and it was amazing. It was great.
How was that a short week?
Because it's a short week.
Dude, that's 4 days. Rather, if you start on like a Wednesday, I'd understand why you'd be excited.
No.
You started before hump day.
Yes, because...
I know what hump day is now?
Yeah, you see.
Anyway.
Welcome.
Thanks. But starting like on a Wednesday is probably better. Because then you have like, okay, it's 3 days and then it's already the weekend. So by the time... Because if you start on a Monday like I am, by the time you get to Thursday, it's like, oh my goodness. You know?
Yeah, no.
So it's going to be rough, but...
No, you see, no, Tuesday, it's because it gives you, it's the right balance between having somewhat of a full week and having a short week. It's the perfect balance.
Yeah.
Because then you get to Friday and you're like, oh, the week was short. But when you get to the next week, when you start on a Monday, you're like, it's okay because I'm kind of used to it because I had 4 days already.
Nah.
As opposed to people who think they're clever and they start on a Friday. You're lying to yourself.
Yeah, that's stupid.
You start on a Friday, you go through whatever, you don't really do work, and then now the next week, just head first into a full week of work.
I still think starting on a Wednesday is probably best.
I suppose.
Because you're already on your way down from that hump.
Yeah, but you also need to have that... You need to have those 4 days to give you the sense that, yeah, I'm back at work.
Nah, you don't need that, do you mean? Because you might as well just take the five... You work 5 days, the full week.
And it's also a Monday. It's just something about not going to work on a Monday that just... It helps with the psychological aspect.
Yeah. It's all psychological. It's all psychological.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. Yeah, it was just really tough having to... Because you know how sometimes you get used to taking naps sometimes, and now you have to just work through it. You're quite used to that mode, you know?
Look, I was...
routine.
I was... During the break, I was literally... I didn't have a break for the first few weeks because my...
What do you mean you didn't have a break?
No, because my mom and my cousin came down, so...
Careful.
No, it's not... There's nothing bad about it. It's just that like you become a tour guide, especially when it's the first time, because it was my cousin's first time visiting Cape Town.
Well, not technically, right?
No, it was her first time visiting Cape Town.
Oh.
She's visited SA and Zim before, but she was like five.
Oh, okay.
Right. So it's one of those things. So when you have to go and do all the touristy stuff, you have to run around.
Even if you don't want to, yeah.
No. I wanted to. I don't have a problem with
that. It's okay if you don't want to, though. No. It is okay.
Oh,
you know that, right?
Why?
No, I'm just saying.
No. I wouldn't invite people if I didn't want to.
No. You wanted to invite them and you want them to have a good time. But sometimes it means that you have to sacrifice your happiness.
Moving on.
Things, dog.
Moving on.
Like maybe that day you didn't want to go up Table Mountain. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Moving on.
You know?
So it's a thing where it's like you're running around, you have to do admin, you have to book things here, there, this and that. But it's nice. You get a good feeling out of the people you love enjoying, having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, yeah, but it was taxing. So that's why, but I thought ahead. I knew this. So that's why I took extra days.
You planned ahead.
So I took extra days. Because people got back to work on the 2nd of Jan. I was like, no.
Yeah, that's tough, dog. How do you do that?
No. I don't know how they did. Although I had work, they did give people mimosas. The people
but
who came on
like,
the 2nd.
But also, so. What are they... Okay, I get that. But what's happening at your workplace that you need to start working on the 2nd anyway?
Nothing. We're just owned by an American company, I suppose.
So they just had to...
So they had to open. I mean...
They didn't really have to, but they just want people to start getting busy again.
Well, yeah, but it also has to do with because we have a lot of international courses and because it's not summer in the Northern Hemisphere,
people don't take.
There's a lot of things involved. But
okay, no, I get it.
So I was like, no, I took... So they left on the 3rd of Jan and I took a few extra days just to
recuperate.
Kick it. Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's what I like about being in the built environment industry where it is that it's called the builder's hut. The builder's
break. You guys enjoy the builder's break.
Yeah, dog, because, and you just, even if you can do stuff, like, nothing will get done because ain't nobody working.
Yeah.
You know, so you might as well just all, you know, close up and we'll open again in January.
Unless you're working on a proposal or something.
Yeah, then you gotta
Then you gotta
put in the work. But yeah, there was all that the big rush before work, you know, before work closes, you know. Yeah. But otherwise, yeah, I mean, had a great holiday as well.
Yeah, I mean, you were also home for
days, bruh. Weeks. The first time I was home for like more than a week.
I bet you they were a bit sick of you, didn't they?
No, not really, because I was very helpful around the house, for me. Yeah, absolutely, okay. Dog. I'm very handy. You know, dog, anything, man.
Okay.
Yeah, setting up
shelves.
Yeah, not necessarily crates doing that, but carrying crates maybe.
Starting fires,
putting them out as well. It's very important to put out the fires.
Put out your fires, guys.
It's very important. And yeah, man, just, you know, enjoying. And I did some swimming. My mom's revived the pool at home.
Oh!
So it was really nice. And
I
swam like almost every day.
That's amazing.
Until like the 29th or something, 20 or 30th of December. Then I think the weather changed. But dog, let me tell you, Newcastle, just like Joburg, was hot as a motherfucker, yeah. Dog. Like 37 degrees, I'm talking.
37?
Yeah, dog.
But you see, at least it rains and you cool off a little bit.
Oh, like when it did rain, we didn't cool off that much, to be quite honest.
Thing is, just after the rain, there's now the humidity, so it makes it feel even hotter. Yeah,
no. Yeah, it was just not, yeah. It was not fun, but, you know, luckily enough, there's ventilation in the house and stuff like that.
Yeah, but it's better than this place. I think we had a very mild summer here.
Yeah.
It wasn't as scorching. Even now it doesn't scorch.
Let me ask you something. It wasn't weird for you not going anywhere this holiday? Not leaving Cape Town? Because you always go either to Greece or to Zim or whatever, you know?
No, but also last year I didn't leave.
At all?
No, I was here last year.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was. Last year?
You weren't.
2017, 2018.
You weren't. I was definitely, I'm telling you, you weren't.
Nah, I was, yeah.
Are you sure? Throughout the whole holiday?
Yeah.
I had word.
I remember, because I'm thinking
about the year before.
The year before I wasn't. But yeah, no, because we went to Arniston and we went to Arniston.
I mean, it was great. And then just to top off the holiday as well, went to Joburg with my lady.
And we're
just tourists there, dog.
Tourists, full on.
I want
unreserved.
Dog, you know, like I really value South Africa a bit more now, and I want to do more stuff in South Africa. Mm. Like, you know, this whole short lift thing.
Yep.
It looks nice on the adverts, and it's that nice, dog.
It is.
You should really do it.
Dude,
like
SA was so named the fifth most Instagrammable country.
Fam.
That's
like, it's really nice. Like, and yeah, I mean, we did almost everything, dog. We went to Golden City.
Urban tourism. Nah, that's amazing. Fam,
you know, went to Soweto, did some tours there, historical tours.
Because
there's a lot of stuff that I found out. You know, you think you know a certain story.
Uh-huh.
And then you're like, I didn't know that. But like, you think I knew about that.
Yeah, you've read
about it. Mm. But there's a different side when it comes from a local. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
Which is really important. And I was like, I was really grateful that I got to do that. Also did bungee jumping.
Bungee jumping. Yo.
Yeah, look. It was another experience. I was highly shook, and I'm glad I did it. But
it's out of your system.
That's it.
Done.
I'm not doing that anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
But like, tell us what was scary about it. Like,
I was very excited. You know, me and my lady went up there together.
Uh-huh.
She went first. I was excited for her. You know, like, and I could see she was like, bang, bro.
Yeah.
And she did it, and I was like, ah. She can do it, of course. What's my problem? Bro?
Okay.
And I think I'm pretty brave when it comes to things like this. I'm an adrenaline junkie and stuff like this. How? You know, roller coasters, we enjoy these things, right? What's a little 100 meter drop?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Look, dog,
I was very excited when they were explaining things. But once you step onto that ledge, dog, once you step onto that ledge, You really, you like, what am I doing actually?
And you see, there's nothing there.
Why am I liking things so much?
Why?
Why? Like, what's the purpose, bro?
Why are you putting yourself in the direct line of danger?
I thought in my mind was like, this is after I did. I was like, yeah, black people shouldn't be doing this stuff. This is why white people. This is reserved for white people, dog. They're out there adventurous and like, you know,
I mean, they've enjoyed life for long, so now, they're pushing the limit.
But yeah, man, as soon as I got onto the edge, I was like, yeah, this is, wow, this is it. I'm really doing this.
Yeah.
And then as soon as you go off and you realize you can't go back.
Yeah, you can't, that feeling, that's you what gets go me back. About doing these extreme things. Oh, you man. Cannot go back.
I was screaming. It was a lot, dog. But it was so much fun afterwards, laughing about it like 3 hours later when I'd calmed down. It was just like, wow, I can't believe you did that.
But you know, the one thing, I think I'm close to finally taking the decision and doing it, is skydiving.
Fam, that's even worse for me. You can't jump straight to that. At least do bungee jumping, something that has a string.
But
how are you going to go and get no support whatsoever?
I feel like skydiving...
Wait, how are you going to skydive from a plane?
Yeah.
You can base jump.
Base jumping for who? That's just throwing yourself off a cliff and hoping you don't die. Nah, base jumping, I ain't got time for that shit.
Okay.
No, because, you know, I feel like with skydiving, the ground is far. So you have enough time to enjoy it before you regret it, I think. And also because skydiving,
you don't think you'll pass out as soon as you jump out with someone.
Hmm?
You don't think you'll pass out as soon as you jump out?
I don't know.
Dude, with skydiving it's just so like there's not like
it's just, like, you're I just know, falling.
The thing is like, okay, what if the parachute what if the parachute just doesn't pull?
No, me too.
What's the next course of action here?
That's
at least with a bungee jump.
What is this?
No.
You hit the ground.
The force, so here's the thing. With the bungee jumping strength, it has to snap. So there must be some weight that's exerted and that's taken off in the snap, right? So once that thing snaps,
it didn't tie it properly, comes undone.
No, it doesn't happen. It's a cable, dog. So like it won't be like with a bungee jump where there's nothing to from, like to, I don't know, man, to pull you back a little.
To pull you back a little.
So at least with a bungee jump, it has to snap, and then there's less force that you're coming down.
Still, you're coming down.
Yeah, and head first.
At least skydiving, your belly flopping.
What do you do there, dog?
You have
to just try and go for water, right?
No, even that. Hitting water at pace is like hitting cement.
So like, what do you do then?
You die, basically. That's all that you do. But no, there's two backups, bruh. Some shit really has to go wrong for that not to happen. There's two backups.
Yeah, you see, that's the thing.
That's my thing about the extreme sports. Even bungee jumping, I'm like, what if I'm that one time that it happens?
And it's possible. Like, it's not impossible.
Yeah. There's a probability. I'm busy doing statistics now. There's a probability that shit
can absolutely happen.
That's my only thing. But I think
But I think you just have to just pray and be like, hey, look, I think you have to be comfortable with the fact that, hey, look, it might be the time.
Yeah.
It might be it, but if it's not, at least I went out with a bang.
Skydiving, you have a lot of time to sort of, first, you have a lot of time to freak the fuck out and you're dying, you can cry, you can do all this stuff. But then also you have a lot of time to actually come to peace with yourself, admit some things to yourself, and then just gracefully embrace the ground.
I think once the parachute comes up, then you become cocky as fuck. You're like, yeah.
Until you fly into some power lines.
Hey, dog.
But the thing with skydiving, you have to qualify to do it alone. So you do a tandem skydive if you're just doing it for fun.
Yeah, you know, but I'm not trying to be I'm not trying to go and qualify to be a skydiver, because that would mean that I want to do it more than once.
I've got a friend in Greece. She did it once for fun. Yeah. And now she's qualified and she even teaches other people how to do it. And she's still alive.
Yeah, but she's an adrenaline junkie. She must be.
Yeah.
Because you know how, because dude, jumping out of a plane all the time, like, I'm pretty sure you can get sick of it, right?
I'm sure it becomes normal.
And then, I'm sure she does other things, like, to lift the excitement, you know?
Anything more exciting than jumping out of a plane and flying through clouds?
You do activities while jumping out of a plane.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know? Doing, yeah.
So that's probably, you know, and then now synchronized diving. Like, that stuff is crazy, bro.
Yeah, but think of it, it's just nothing.
The way you look down from the bungee jump thing, just you're looking out of a plane and there's nothing but like the ground. That's all that there's there. That's it. And it's far away.
And then it comes close.
And then it starts coming close.
Yeah, no, I'm alright. I'm good. Thanks, though. But yeah, man, that was... Yeah. But just to round it off for me, like, the holidays was actually really nice this holiday. Yeah, I got a dose of everything I needed.
Yeah, that's
and right. I think I am pretty rested, you know?
More so
than I have been in other breaks. Yeah, it was really good, man. It was really good.
You ready to tackle the year head on?
Yeah, I must... And 2019 is going to be a good one, yeah?
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be an interesting one for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's going to be a good one. It's going to be a year of growth. It's going to be a year of making plans. It's going to be a year of traveling. I think I must travel more this year.
Amen.
I'm trying to organize the Greece trip for the umpteenth time.
Dog, why are you doing it when I'm...
You are doing your India things. Don't come at me.
Yeah, but now you want to organize a Greece thing now.
I've been trying to organize it for the past 3 years and you know this.
Yeah, and I've been on board. But look, dog, I can't do many trips overseas in 1 year, dog.
You just have to make some sacrifices.
What sacrifices, dog? Where's this money coming from?
Yeah,
I joked, but the good thing about going to Greece is that accommodation is good.
Yeah.
But yeah, so those tickets.
But yeah, money, so...
Spending money as well. Our
lives are... No, but hopefully by then, you know...
What, the rand will be good? There will be
policy certainty. We'll be back to 10 rand to the dollar. Things will be nice.
I heard somewhere that it might be... It might come down to like 11... this year.
Yeah, but things I also heard somewhere that after the elections that they're gonna that Moody's is just gonna downgrade and it's gonna be a party.
Do you think is there any do you have any doubts in your mind at all, a shadow of a doubt, that the ANC might not nick the 50%?
It would be
like, are you 100% certain, like, facts now, like,
it would
not
be,
obviously can't be a fact, but like, you, the probability of it not happening that way is like 0.0000001.
Yeah, it's quite low. You never know. As I said, I think the last few because there was a lot of crazy things that have happened since SA had its last election, right? Trump won and the UK voted to leave the EU.
Yeah,
right. There was two crazy things since the last time we had an election.
And I saw like some infographic about the probability of us getting hacked is quite high.
Hey, yeah, look, but our system.
Let me not say hacked. Influence. Outside influence.
Oh.
Like, let me put it like
that. Yeah. Well, I suppose. But the thing is, I just think the more concerning statistic will be the turnout.
What is it?
The voter turnout.
You think you won't be high
I think
enough?
People won't turn out. Yeah. I think people are done, especially the youth.
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't. No.
Look, a lot of middle class born frees are going to have a good time. Like the 2,000 kids, they're voting this year.
Because they want. Yeah, so they'll be able to.
Born 2001 and 2000. So those 2 years.
But like the youth. So in other words, from what is it? 16?
In fact, there are a lot of, not even 2001, 2000, even 99 and 98.
Huh? You need to be 18.
Four years. So it's a range of 4 years.
Oh, yes. So it's more than. Yeah.
So 96 is.
No, the 96s could have voted in the last elections. Because the 96s are 22 this year.
Yes, yeah, no, you're right. Yeah. But so, yeah, so...
So, but in any case, what was I saying? Man.
Shit. It's a turnout. You're trying to fight the turnout thing, I was saying.
Yeah, but I wanted to say something else. But in any case, like, I was saying that you don't think that the youth, like, say, youth age, so from the people, okay, obviously who can vote now, the 18-year-olds to, like, 35, you don't think the turnout will be lit there?
Mm-mm. Why? Not in the disenfranchised masses.
Because they just don't feel it'll make a difference.
Yeah, it's disillusioned, bruh. Would you vote if you were living in a shack? Yeah, if the right party came and gave me the right chance.
Ah, please.
Give me that t-shirt, bruh. I want that t-shirt, bruh. What do you mean?
Yeah, I just think that the bigger statistic is going to be whether the turnout is lit or not. Look, I think the ANC is going to get 60.
Around 60?
Wow. Around 60, 61, maybe.
I think it'll be in the 50s. They'll definitely. I'm very sure they'll clinch it, but they won't. I don't think they'll get a 60. I don't think so.
Because what's it? They need a 60. Cyril needs a 60 to put his mandate, isn't it?
I don't know.
I think so.
But I don't know. Does he need a 60?
He needs a 60 because he needs majority. He needs an outright majority because you don't want to go into parliament now having to concede seats to EFFs and DAs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because he's going to push all the things that he wants to push through there. He doesn't want there to be fights about it.
Yeah, it must just go through.
It must just be like boom, 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 boom. Instead of it just being, yeah. So the ANC needs 60. Our democracy, on the other hand, I don't know, bruh.
I think it's a record number of registered parties this year.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, some weird ones.
But didn't we speak about this one time about parties having to pay?
Yeah, the amount or whatever. But we didn't. But we didn't do. We didn't do good research on it.
We still haven't. But
we still haven't. But no, that like this new AMT one.
Which one is that one?
Isn't that Cloudy's thing?
It's not. Is it AMT?
It's AMT, and it's above the ANC in the voters' roll.
LMN. MNN. Yeah, that's it. So do you think it'll be right at the top there?
Yeah. But I mean, come on. It'll people are not nothing. That it'll stupid like that. We'll take AMT. Come on.
Hey, you never know, dog. But also, what's his face moved there now?
Manya. Oh, God. Like, it's hilarious, actually. It's good to see these clowns turn out to be clowns.
I don't know, man.
Like, actually, it is. But no, it's good. It's good for democracy. More parties, man.
Yeah, man. And this good party as well. Oh, no, this good party is very boring.
I have a bet with someone whether they're going to gain even a seat.
No, they'll get a seat. They'll get one. They'll be like cop things. They'll get one. But I won't lie, man. That party is not like. Well, I don't know anything about it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They must come knock on doors, fam.
You know what they're about, Patricia. That's it.
yeah, that's it.
But I wanna. But how close do you think the Western Cape's gonna? Do you think it's gonna be close, or do you think it's just gonna be like DA is just gonna?
No, DA will definitely win outright. The reason being is that I think I've heard that there's colored people who just won't vote.
Yeah, that's
who just won't vote.
That's why I'm saying the turnout is going to be a bigger issue in these.
No, but Western Cape, we're just talking about Western Cape, right? Uh-huh. I still think that the DA has enough voters to clinch it.
Yes, they will clinch it, but how close do you think it's going
to be? I don't think it will be that close. The other parts, like the ANC, will have a substantial, well, not substantial, but they'll have a good amount of seats in the council.
Yeah, because you know how the ANC is campaigning in the Western Cape, right?
Oh.
With your boy CR17. They don't bring anyone else out for campaigns. When he's in town for thingy,
yeah,
he does the rounds.
Yeah, I mean, that's his home as well, so.
It's smart. Well, what do you mean it's his home? It's
not
his home.
He has a home here, dog.
Yeah, but like, it's not from here.
Yeah, but he has a home here.
A very nice home. How do you know that, Mzee?
Very, hey, dog.
Are you sure you want to put the president's assets on the blast?
My bad. I apologize for my outburst. I respect CR7, let me not.
CR17.
But yeah, this year is going to be lit, man.
I'm very excited for this election.
But it's also, just to put it out there, for me, and today I was reminded of it. Obviously, I won't mention any details, obviously. But at work and stuff, just to realize how politically charged planning is.
Oh, yeah.
And how politics play a huge role in planning.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, so just to, like they could be. It could be good and bad for like private developers.
Yeah.
Because if they have political will, during election time, oh, things will happen.
Yeah.
And if they don't, if you know, then things will not happen.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, the, yeah,
so it's just yeah. really.
I mean, the housing sector is going to come under a lot of scrutiny. The, even after
you have
the
no idea how many, how many protests are gonna pop.
Yeah. No, it's true. But it's one of those things where it's like this is the point in time where people need to just understand certain things about where we are as a country,
yeah.
and they just need to deal with those things, and then once you deal with those things, we can then all start moving forward and actually building the place we want to live in. Because if you still front and hold your crazy ideals, or you try and hold your line because that's all you've known, it's no, we're not going to go forward. No one's going to go forward.
Yeah.
It's just going to be a tug of war. There needs to be an understanding that there must be affordable housing in centrally located areas.
It's really not that hard.
It's not that hard.
But I'm keen to see the debates, man, that come up.
Yeah, and the ideas. I'm more keen about the ideas because the debates are tiring sometimes.
Like, yeah, because it's just things. The same rhetoric yeah. and it just goes round and round.
I'm keen for the ideas. I'm keen for the innovation that people are gonna come up with.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been a very messy episode this week.
Yeah, we're just getting back into it.
We thought we'd,
cobwebs are just being swept away, you know.
Yeah, we thought we'd come to you guys with just some banter, just some catching up, and then next week back to regular programming.
Yeah, with our
scheduled topics and our little sound bites and all that stuff, and then we've got some exciting changes and additions coming up.
Oh, we do. Hey, we have some reveals coming. In fact, it will come with this episode, right?
Yes, it will come with this episode.
So this is like null and void what we're saying, because they already seen it, but it's fine.
Yeah, so we might as well say it.
No, don't say it, because what if it doesn't happen?
And there's the magic of editing. So yeah, so when this episode drops, we are going to have a new logo.
Yeah,
renovation
of a logo.
Especially come up with, well, not we, a very, very, very kind and gracious listener who will be credited. I won't mention the name now.
Yeah, because until the work's done.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. We just have some final touches because we're perfectionists like that.
Yeah. Proof of payments haven't come through yet.
The proof of payments. So, very talented listener of ours has thrown together a new logo for us. It's very exciting, very innovative.
Innovative.
And it's going to be...
Yeah, bye-bye. Yeah. Bye-bye word.
Yeah, look.
What do you call those things? Word what?
Word edit. What?
I don't know what it's called. But those things where you can. Anyway.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Those letters, man, because they're definitely done on that word.
the word art.
Word art.
So we'll be through with a new logo. You'll see it everywhere. You'll see it on our Facebook page.
And hey, look, man. Yeah. Who knows? Maybe after that, you might put out some T-shirts.
Yeah.
What do you call it? Paraphernalia?
I think it's called merch.
Oh.
Merchandise.
Oh, they call it merch,
paraphernalia. That sounds like something like illegal things. Like, it is paraphernalia.
It is illegal. But yeah, man.
Yeah, we'll also get some merchandise.
Apparel. There's another one.
Apparel, yes, yeah.
Apparel.
Yeah.
These words are very nice, actually. Yeah. Apparel, yeah, merch.
So we'll get some. Yeah, we'll probably do some merchandise. But yeah, you will see all this. When it drops, when it pops. But yeah, this has been your boy Vumi.
This has been your boy Mzed.
And this has been the Mash Chats Podcast.
Yeah, that was not a bad switcheroo there.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, thanks for listening, guys.
Cheers.
Danke.